Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue our study of creation and science according to Islam. In our last program, we talked about the creation in the Bible, the six literal days of creation in the Bible, and we discovered from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, what God has created in the first 5 days of these 6 days of creation. And we obviously compared what is written there to what is written in the Quran, that is, the verses of Allah, and what is written in the Hadith, that is, the teachings of Muhammad in his saying concerning the days of the creation. We obviously discovered not only the Quran contradicts the Bible, but the Quran contradicts itself. As we have seen, in one location in the Quran, Allah created the heaven and the earth in 6 days. And that is what we read in Quran chapter 11, verse 7. But also we see that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 8 days, as it is written in Quran chapter 41, verses 9 through 12. Now, we also learned from the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith that Allah created the heaven and the earth in 7 days. And it was amazing that how Muhammad knew all what Allah created in each and every one of these days. Even though Allah in the Quran never mentioned any of these details, but Muhammad was able to give us all these information. Now let us look at the sixth day of creation. According to the biblical account, that is the Genesis 1 account, what God created on the sixth day, which is Friday.
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth a living creature after its kind, livestock and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after its kind." And it was so. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
So the 6 days of creation begin at verse 26 of Genesis 1 and end in verse 31. That is when God creates all the animals, all the beasts which walk on the face of the earth. And that's where God also created human on earth. That is a man and a woman. That is Adam and his wife Eve. And God ended the creation on the sixth day, as we continue to read in the Bible, and God rested from his work on the seventh day. There were not 7 days of creation as Muhammad stated in his hadith. There were not 6 days without any details as Muhammad stated in the Quran, or 8 days as Muhammad contradicts himself in the Quran, but it was simple 6 days of creation, Genesis chapter 1. Anyone and everyone who will read the account of Genesis chapter 1, he or she will see and learn the truth about the creation. Now we have to understand that Genesis chapter 2 does not contradict what is written in Genesis chapter 1. But in Genesis chapter 2, which we encourage you to read, you'll learn about the details, how God created Adam and how God put Adam to sleep, taking one of his ribs to build on it his wife Eve, the details of the creation of Adam and Eve as stated in the Genesis account. Now there's an important portion we did not talk about. That is the water which is above the heavens. Remember when we read in Genesis chapter 1 verses 6 through 8 the following?
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
We learned about that the water which was under the heaven, God called seas. What about the water which is above the heaven? So what is the story about the water which is above the heaven? We never talked about it anymore. But believe it or not, I personally come up with this true theory. It's a theory, I could not prove it, but I believe that's exactly what happened. You see, the earth was inside a bubble of water. That is how I see the understanding of these verses from the Word of God. And that is the water which I believe God Almighty used to flood the earth as the rain, the first rain ever, came from heaven. That is, huge amount of water came down from heaven, covered the entire earth. Add to that, that there was also water came from under the earth, as we read that in the true account of Noah, as the flood took place, as it is written in the Genesis account. So the earth was literally like a greenhouse. There was no summer, there was no winter, there was no spring or fall. It was one good temperature. Everything was good. And as you investigate life on earth, how people lived during all these years from the days of Adam until the days of Noah, it was a perfect environment. Why? Because God protected the people on the earth and the creatures which lived on the earth by allowing them to live together in harmony inside this huge big bubble of water. And this bubble of water has broken up and covered the earth in Noah's flood. That is what we see in Genesis account. There was water above the heaven, and in Noah's flood we see water came down from heaven. Besides that, I believe there are plenty of evidence we can look at to prove my theory about life and the nature of life on earth before Noah's flood, to prove that men live on earth in this great environment, the greenhouse, where things can continue to grow without any deterioration. You know, some Muslims in America do not know how to answer the question concerning the 6 days of creation. So they face a difficulty with those who call themselves scientists, those who claim that from science we know that the world came to exist in many millions of the years, not as the Bible stated, in 6 literal days. That's why you see some of the English translation of the Quran choose to change the word yaum, which is a day, into a period of time. And they did this with deception to make Islam acceptable to those who believe in evolution. So instead of Allah creates the heavens and the earth in 6 days, actually they said Allah created the heaven and the earth in 6 periods. But that does not fit with the teaching of Muhammad. Muhammad did not understand creation to be period, but simple days, as we have learned that he, Allah, created the dirt on the Sabbath, and created the mountain on Sunday, and he created the trees on Tuesday, and so on and on with the rest of the days of the creation. Muhammad mentioned 7 literal days. He named these days, and he told us what Allah created in each and every one of these days. And sadly, Muhammad did not have access to the true knowledge of the Bible. That's why he made so many errors. For as we know from the scripture, and as we discovered in our last program, God did not create anything on the Sabbath. He did not begin the creation on the Sabbath, but he actually began the creation on Sunday. And on the Sabbath, the Bible said that the Lord God rested from his work, not because he got tired, as Muslims claim, but simply because he ended his work on the 7th day. And from that day until today, there is nothing new under the heavens. Nothing new was created by God, because all creation ended on the 6th days. Now I'd like to move on with our study to talk about the great mystery of the barrier between fresh and salt water. As we travel and we go to colleges and we talk to Muslims in many places, they are trying to do everything they can to show us that there are mysteries in the Quran. And they always use these passages in the Quran to prove that Muhammad is a true prophet. For these Muslims always say, how can Muhammad know these facts about things of science, things in nature, if Muhammad was not a true prophet? And they always say, this is a great evidence that Muhammad is a prophet. A good example of that is what Muhammad mentioned, the great mystery of the barrier between the fresh and the salt water.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let's look at these verses of the Quran, which is actually repeated in three different verses. That is Quran chapter 35, verse 12, Quran chapter 55, verses 19 and 20, and Quran chapter 25, verse 53. Let's begin our study by looking at what Allah stated in the Quran, in Quran chapter 35 and verse 12. For there we read,
and the two seas are not equal. This is fresh, sweet, pleasant for drink, and this is salty, bitter.
It is amazing how our dear Muslim friends will tell us every verse in the Quran is a miracle. Every letter of every word in the Quran is a miracle. And what did we learn in this great miracle of Quran chapter 35, verse 12? We learned that there are two seas. One seas have salt water, another seas has fresh water. The salt water is bitter, and the fresh water is sweet. Wow, this must be a great mystery. I do not know how in the world people lived all the days of their life before Muhammad makes this beautiful poetry of the Quran. How in the world did people know about the salt water is not to drink and the fresh water it is sweet to drink? Obviously, any person with any logic should know that you don't drink the sea water because it is salty, and you drink the river water because it is fresh. But from that verse we learn that there are two different kinds of water, salty and fresh. Now let's move on with Quran chapter 55, verses 19 and 20. For there Allah said,
runs the two seas to meet, yet between them is a barrier which they do not overpass.
Now we're talking a little bit more deeper here. It is about the barrier. The water from the fresh sea will meet with the water of the salt sea, and where they meet there is a barrier, and not one of the water overpass the other water. Now, when people read this verse and they don't even think about it, they would think, oh, it's a miracle. How did Muhammad know about the barrier between the fresh and the salt water? But if you imagine with me exactly what Allah said in that verse, that this barrier does exist between the fresh and the salt water, and the fresh water will not cross this barrier, and the salt water will not cross this barrier. Now, is that true? If that is true, we should have a huge fresh water in the oceans today. Why? Because from the days of Muhammad until today, there are more and more fresh water has been dumped by the rivers all over the oceans. And if this barrier truly exists in the water, and the fresh water do not cross the barrier, that means that the fresh water is literally taking over the salt water. But the reality is completely different. The salt water and the fresh water meet and they mix. And I know for sure this is the only logic we can understand, that Muhammad did not understand what is the barrier he is talking about. Now I'd like to read with you the last verse which is written in the Quran concerning this great mystery of this barrier which Allah had put between the salt and the fresh water. And that is Quran chapter 25 and verse 53. Listen to the word of Allah.
And he is who mixed the two seas. This is fresh, sweet river water, and this is salty and bitter, and has put a barrier between them and forced repelling.
Now, did you hear Allah's word? Allah is telling us that he is Allah who mixed the two seas. Wait a minute. This verse contradicts what we just have read in Quran chapter 55, verse 19 and 20. Because in Quran chapter 55, verse 20, we read, yet between them is a barrier, that is between the fresh and the salt water, which they do not overpass. If the water do not overpass the barrier, how in the world now we read that Allah mixed the two waters? Once again, Allah said that he put this barrier between them and forced rebelling. So the barrier is there between the salt and the fresh water to force the salt water to one side and the fresh water to the other side. So not only Quran chapter 25 verse 53 contradict what is written in Quran chapter 55 verses 19 and 20, but the same verse contradict itself. How can Allah mix the two seas together and at the same time the barrier force these two water to be in the opposite side of it? Now I wish our dear Muslim friends think about the miracles of the verses of the Quran, from which we can learn about the great mystery of the barrier between fresh and salt water. But Muslim will always tell us, this is one of the great scientific evidence that the Quran is the word of Allah. This is a great evidence that Muhammad is a messenger from Allah. He is a true prophet. Or how in the world did Muhammad know this fact about the great barrier between the salt and the fresh water if he is not a messenger, a true prophet from Allah? Now, our dear Muslim friends do not know that Muhammad was a smart man. Muhammad talked to many people in his days. And the fact about this barrier between the salt and the fresh water, or the study, the scientific study of this mystery, was not a mystery at all. Why? Because we know a good 500 years before Muhammad was born about it. This is not new news. It is an old news. As a matter of fact, it was discovered by a man by the name Pliny the Elder. Listen carefully about Pliny the Elder and his discovery for the barrier between the fresh and the salt water. Hear the fact.
Pliny the Elder, the noted Roman naturalist, senator and commander of the imperial fleet in the 1st century AD, observed this peculiar behavior. Pliny deduced that surface and bottom currents were flowing in opposite directions. He provided the first written documentation of what is now called the estuarine circulation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fact which was written in a document with the name Estuarine circulation. Anyone can go online right now and investigate Pliny the Elder discovery. This is not something I'm making up right now. This is a fact. It's a fact recorded in history for 500 years before Muhammad was a gleam in his father's eye. So that's the truth. Muhammad did not invent it or create a miracle in the Quran when he talk about this barrier between the salt and the fresh water. No, most people who live in the Middle East know about it, those who read, those who study. And perhaps Muhammad heard this particular movement between the fresh and the salt water by some of his companion whom he traveled with. Or more important than that, we know that Allah is Satan. And Satan is the knower of all the things of the past. Satan does not know what is coming tomorrow or what is coming the next hour, but Satan knows every discovery was discovered by anyone in the past. So obviously, Satan and his demons know about the discovery of Pliny the Elder. And perhaps Satan, who is Allah, who is literally the true dictator of the verses of the Quran to Muhammad, told Muhammad to put these two lines in his Quran, this few verses about the barrier in the Quran, just to make people, perhaps, who live in the West, who listen to the lies and the deceptions of the Muslim about these great miracles and the scientific evidence in the Quran, to make people believe that Muhammad is a true prophet. But is it true that this barrier separates between the fresh and the salt water, as I shared with you earlier? The answer is absolutely not. Listen to the rest of the true science to this particular behavior under the water.
Additionally, it can be shown from simple logic that the fresh and salt water do eventually combine. If they did not, there would be huge oceans of fresh water continually growing out from every major river.
Exactly. And that is the water which we call brackish water. And to continue our study of creation and science of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.